The face of entrepreneurship is changing. Before, it was someone tinkering away on an invention in the garage. Now it's a college student typing on a computer in their dorm room. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, more young people are looking to startups as a career path.
You may not expect a student of policy studies to be the CEO of a company at age 20, but Ariel Norling is. Norling didn't really expect it either, hence the social sciences major at Syracuse University. But a friend convinced her to pitch her idea for an online dating site called You Should Date Me at a local startup weekend.
So we're trying to find the middle ground between casual whatever, which generally just means people hooking up, and marriage.
Now Norling, a native of Texas, is working on getting the site off the ground. Grown-ups show a mix of surprise and confusion when she tries to explain her newly chosen career path.
It's definitely a process of having to explain to them about, you know, like what it is that I do from day to day, because they don't necessarily think of it as real.
But it could be. Norling and her two business partners are taking part in an incubator program in Syracuse this summer called the Student Sandbox. The Sandbox is one of a handful of incubators popping up around college campuses across the country. Growing participation is being fueled just as much by students like Norling as by business majors. That's according to Ted Zoller of the Kauffman Foundation, a group that funds entrepreneurship initiatives.
The lid has been blown off in terms of the awareness that entrepreneurship is not confined to business. So you're seeing now students in the arts and sciences just as prepared, in many cases from an undergraduate standpoint, better prepared than business students, because they've been taught how to think critically.
I haven't been indoctrinated or anything like that with any like textbook concepts. So everything that I learned came from being on the ground, going to tech meetups and visiting startups and really learning more about the culture and just trying to immerse myself in the way that things get done.
Kauffman Zoller says many of Norling's peers are getting into entrepreneurship because they worry about post-grad job prospects. Zoller says they don't want to spend their careers grinding away at the same big company. He says it's also become easier for college students to create their own companies, thanks to a combination of technology and more efforts by colleges to spur entrepreneurship. But Zoller warns colleges shouldn't go all in.
Well, as entrepreneurship programs are blossoming all over American higher education, I think we see a risk that the hand might be overplayed.
Zoller says only so many students are cut out to start their own businesses, and universities have to be careful not to push it too heavily as a career option. The good thing about student incubators, he says, is that they put students' ideas through the ringer before they've put too much into them. Norling will spend the next 3 months in the sandbox, working on her laptop to get a full version of her dating site up and running. Entrepreneurship actually runs in Norling's family. Her grandfather was a serial entrepreneur. But if her idea doesn't work, she has a backup plan. Ariel's mom, Donna Norling, isn't too surprised her daughter decided to start her own company. But mom and dad wanted Ariel to apply to grad school just in case.
Her father's a PhD, and I think he's the one that, as much as anything, wanted to see her continue on to keep her options open.
Ariel knows that thanks to her parents' advice and her age, she won't be sunk if You Should Date Me doesn't work out.
It's like a skinny knee. Like, it'll hurt for a little while, but I'll be okay to get up and do it again if I want to. But I definitely still have those moments in the shower that kind of haunt me, you know?
In a few months, Norling and her sandbox cohorts will pitch their ideas to investors. That's when Norling will see just how well she's doing following in her grandfather's footsteps. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.